So for every episode of this podcast, we're going to have you do your live version of the Empire song. When we get to episode 100, you'll be perfect. Playing Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, you get there. Practice. No, it was really cute. I found somebody that had a tutorial on how to play it on the ukulele, so we'll see if I can get it going.
Well, the other day when we were eating, and I was like, oh, I think you should do the Empire theme as part of this on the ukulele. I was like, you know, knowing that it would be on the internet somewhere where somebody did it. Because you know everybody's like done every theme song.
Yeah, there's like a ukulele version of like every fucking song ever. My next goal is to learn the Bob's Burgers theme song.
So. That would be cool. We just finished watching episodes 1 through 6 of Star Wars Rebels Season 2. What do you think about the first few episodes?
I've been enjoying it. I like the kind of like the in-between stories. Like, I don't know how to say it. Like, it's set in between the movie series, so I like that, you know, like learning what's happening after the Clone Wars and everything. I read the first Kanan book, too, and I thought that was really interesting. Like, I like Kanan as a character. He's very wounded, like, after losing his master and stuff. And I don't know, I just think it's really interesting.
I did, too. I thought the book was pretty good, too. Not my favorite of the new Star Wars books, but, like, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I like seeing, like, you know, they're all scattered to, like, the four corners of the universe and everything, and just, like... You know, there's such a big gap between the movie series and everything that it's like, you know, there's like a ton of world building that can be done in there. So I like that they're using this for that.
Well, Rebels is basically the start of the rebellion and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I loved it. I mean, it's got more Darth Vader in it.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, there were some pretty, like, hardcore scenes, like, with them fighting Vader and stuff. And they don't really know, like, who Vader is or anything like that yet. They just know he's a Sith Lord and stuff.
I think what's really cool, like... It's some of the imagery, even though, like, with the animation, sometimes his mask looks like, almost like Donald Duck as Darth Vader. It looks really long. But, overall, I like the animation on the show and, like, with Vader and stuff. But I thought it was really good. It looks like they're doing a lot of building on it. But I love the old Clone Wars show. I love both of the Clone Wars shows.
I really want to watch the Clone Wars. Like, I've seen parts of it. I haven't seen it all the way through, though.
Yeah, it is really good. And it gets really... better and better and better as it goes along.
Yeah, like, I saw a few of the episodes with, like, the clones as they start to gain individuality, like, after Anakin names them and stuff, and, like, that one where the kind of, like, deformed or malformed clone, like, saves everybody and stuff, and it's, like, all heroic and stuff. That shit made me feel, like
the reject clone.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one. And
cartoons are the only things that make me have feelings. Quite honestly.
And then you got, from the Clone Wars, you got Ahsoka.
Yeah, so she's on here too, and there's, I don't know if we'll have a reveal yet that, like, she realizes who Vader is, or...
I think she kind of did.
They were, like, hinting around it, but, you know, like, she was not giving them all the information.
Well, he knew exactly who she was.
Yep.
Like, he sensed her right away that she was alive.
I have that novel on hold, and then I also got to get the one that goes with Rogue One that just came out.
I don't think I've read any of the new Expanded Universe novels. I've read just the graphic novels.
I haven't read any of the novels. Like,
did I read one?
Any of the prose novels.
Uh-oh. No, the last Star Wars prose novel I actually read was that Darth Vader novel, which explored him right after they put all his cybernetic stuff and stuff together, which was really good. Because it explored, like, how much pain he's in constantly and how he actually can't move as much. And by the end of that, you realize the Emperor is kind of disappointed that he's not this great leader he thought he was going to be in, almost. And that's why Grand Moff Tarkin is kind of, like, in charge. And that leads into, like, with the comics where the Emperor is actually sending him out on missions almost to fail and stuff in some ways in the comics. But you've read the first... two volumes?
I read the first two volumes of Darth Vader, and then you have three, and then four is out now.
Which is the last one.
I liked those.
Yeah, I liked those, too.
Because it does show, like, he operates outside of a lot of the Empire's plans. Like, he's kind of, like, an independent agent. And he shows up to menace people and stuff, but he has no authority over anybody either.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the Emperor's sending him out to do stuff, but Vader is doing his own plans, too.
Yeah.
Which, I forgot the name of the video games that had the Starkiller character. Those games, and I haven't played the games, but I read the novel adaptions of the games, the two ones they did. But his character is Vader's apprentice, and Vader's training him.
Mm-hmm.
And in those books, it really says that Vader actually is the one who, behind the scenes, has started the rebellion, basically, to go against the Emperor in a way. So I found that interesting, but that stuff's not canon anymore, so. But I always found that interesting. But Vader,
I think that's an interesting take on it, because, like, that's kind of supposed to be his failing, is that he wavers.
Well, he's not doing it good. He's doing it because all Sith turn against their master. Eventually.
Well, that too. Like, he's like, he is overcome with emotion too. So, like, his feelings waver back and forth between, like, his alliances and stuff. And then also, he's out for himself, of course.
But, that's why there's only two Sith. And the apprentice will always betray the master in those. But, do you remember the twins that are in this? That the almost trained genetic twins are in the Vader Down book?
Yeah.
I was thinking while we were watching Clone Wars, do you think those twins are what eventually become the Inquisitors?
I was kind of wondering where the Inquisitors come from.
Yeah.
Like, what? Because they all seem to have Jedi powers.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least, like, telekinesis or something. I don't. Like, they have some level of power, so I don't know if they're, like, experimenting on Jedi or something, or...
Because these twins are, like, experiments and stuff, and they have...
I was worried I missed something. I was like, I don't understand.
But yeah, I got Volume 3 that I just finished reading, and no spoilers for Mar, even though we got spoilers for anything else. But for her, I won't spoil anything, but it's really good. It furthers Vader's story.
I really enjoyed all of the Star Wars, like the Marvel Star Wars graphic novels so far. I think, what's the only one I have? Like, I haven't read the latest Vader one. I haven't read the third, like, Skywalker one.
You mean the third Star Wars
like,
one?
Yeah, it's like the main one that follows him.
Yeah, I haven't read that
and
one
then
either.
The Poe Dameron one comes out soon. And then I think there's a second volume of Kanan out.
I think so, too.
And then there's an Obi-Wan one. And I haven't read that yet.
Because
I buy these books and they're like, they just go.
I like the Lando
like,
one.
Like, I can never get a hold of them.
I like the Lando one. I like the Chewbacca one actually a lot.
I liked the Chewbacca one a lot.
The only one I didn't really like so far that I've read that they come out with, and we're only reading them in trades, is the Shattered Empire one that came out that's after Return of the Jedi.
I read that one.
I didn't really like that all that much. I mean, it has the ties to, like, Poe's character and stuff like that, but I didn't really like it all that much.
It was just, like, it was kind of, like, a filler one almost.
Yeah, it was kind of basic and stuff, but...
Yeah.
Like, we're going... This podcast is going to basically be about any Star Wars stuff we consume, since there's so much of it out there.
Because we're kind of, like, doing, like... A little bit of a binge, too, leading up to Rogue One.
Yeah, maybe we'll do, like, as we watch the movies over again, we'll talk about each one and stuff. So that would be cool to do that. But
you're going down a path I can't follow.
I am not, everybody criticizes the prequel movies, but I've always said this. He gave the fans exactly what they wanted.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why you should never fucking listen to people like
that.
He
totally did.
He gave them everything they wanted and
they wanted to
complain
about. But, like, the
direction
for the acting was awful. Like,
but you can't do it when you basically go through a story and say, okay, they want this, they want this, they want this. I have to do all these moments, and you're not building a story. You're just throwing in stuff, and that's basically all he did. They don't really hold up as stories on their own. But I don't think they're actually that bad.
I enjoyed seeing them, but, like, I'm also one of those people that I make fun of the stuff I like hardcore, too. So, like, I can snark on something really hardcore, but I still love it.
Yeah.
I'm a bitch.
But we're going to review those as we go, and then when we go see Rogue One, we'll review it. We'll probably have Tina.
That shit looks so good, I can't even wait, okay?
We'll probably have Tina on here to do it, too, since she'll probably go with us when we go see it, more than likely.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to, like, we'll do another episode when we watch the next disc of Rebels from our local library.
Yeah.
Always visit your local libraries for cool stuff. A lot of the libraries actually have a ton of Star Wars graphic novels and stuff. Like, that's one of the big things a lot of them get, because it's such a huge property.
Yeah.
But
that's, like, basically, if you walk into my children's area, it's like... The entryway shelf is superheroes, Star Wars, Percy Jackson. Like,
Yeah.
Right there.
But the first episode of this is part of my Tempod Radio December Every Day a New Episode Pocket event leading up to book 4 of 10 Universe Middle Grade series coming out on Christmas Eve. And you can find anything about 10 Universe on 10universe.blogspot.com. And I'll end this with another sampling of Mars ukulele playing. Or as I like to call it, or as I like to call it, her Hobbit guitar playing.
Although, actually, okay.
Maybe I should call it Ewok guitar playing.
Shut the fuck up. Actually, I was going to make an Ewok hat, too, because, I don't know, I saw one and it was cute. But, you know, my favorite rendition of the Imperial March, just to close on, was we came through the New Orleans airport after leaving the ALA conference in 2011, and someone left a bottle of soda in his bag that went through the scanner. And, you know, you're not supposed to do that. And the TSA agent comes over and, you know, like, we think we're fucked. Because, like, Brian. But the guy was super nice. And then he's like, let me just rescan all this stuff. And as he walks away, he's like, da, 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 da.
Well, the problem wasn't that it was a water in there.
It was the fact that you had a liquid in your bag.
I thought the problem was that it was an open.
No, it's because you had a liquid in your bag, dude.
Whatever. I don't care.
So, the man was singing the Imperial March, and it was my favorite.
What are they going to do, lock me up in airport jail? Fuck them.
I wish they would take you.
You can't be so lucky. I should hold up a lightsaber. It's like a cigarette.